You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We get to chat with our friends from Lutheran Heritage Foundation today. I'm excited to get an update from them about the Lord's work all around the globe. Lots of highlights in Asia. Looking forward to that. Thanks to Concordia University, Wisconsin for supporting The Coffee Hour. You can find out more about Concordia University, Wisconsin at cuw.edu.
Live uncommon.
Joining us today, the Reverend Dr. Matthew Heise, Executive Director for the Lutheran Heritage Foundation. Welcome back, Pastor Heise.
Thank you, Andy. Thank you, Sarah.
Also joining us today, the Reverend Dr. Ted Natalong, Translation Coordinator for Southeast Asia for Lutheran Heritage Foundation. Welcome back, Pastor.
Thank you.
Let's talk about what's going on with Lutheran Heritage Foundation. Busy all around the globe, lots of activity in Asia, I believe, today.
Yes, Asia in particular, because Ted and I just returned about a month ago from a celebration of Thailand Concordia Lutheran Church. It's 20 years old, although Christianity does date back into the 19th century, and Ted can correct me on particular dates, but it goes back quite a ways. But the church here is fairly young, and certainly with Ted's work with Lutheran Heritage, we've been able to provide the church with books. And so for me, you know, I don't often get to Asia. I had the chance to really begin to see what was happening, and we had so many visitors also from Lutheran churches in South Korea, Indonesia, Burma, Philippines, Vietnam, Cambodia, just a myriad of countries there in Southeast Asia. And so it was a real joy to meet with them because I see some of their work from afar on Facebook and other places. But then to hear from them directly and see actually some of the reports that they put together, which were better than mine, quite frankly, they were really well done. So I was just tickled pink to see what our team is doing there.
Ted, tell us about your experiences working with this young church body.
Well, it's by God's grace, and the theme of the anniversary was touched by His grace, and that's what it's all about. I think I mentioned before that I was a Buddhist, and that's how I come to know Christ. Through His grace, He sent a messenger bring good news to me and my brother and sisters, and that's how I think it's God's story, how He using us, who are quite small and was a Buddhist at that time, come to know Christ and go back to share the gospel with the Thai people. Mm. So we are just a baby compared to KFUO, just celebrated 100 years. So we got a long way to go.
Yeah, that's quite a celebration. And I know there's a story. I don't know if we have really told much of your story before, but tell us a little bit more about how hearing the gospel for the first time and what that, how God did that for you, where you were at that time in Thailand.
Well, I was adopted and by an American, a German Lutheran, born in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and conservative. And he did not speak any Thai and I did not speak any English. But to the Christmas song, one song that he tried to teach us was from heaven above to earth I come. And so that's, can see the picture of how God, through His love and grace, come down to be born human being and die for us on the cross. So it just really touched my heart. That's, wow, this God really loved us, willing to die for us, and, you know, compared to other God who we have to worship and we have to serve instead of Christ serve us.
It's a Christmas hymn.
I love it. It's perfect.
What a great story.
I love
Timing is perfect here. And for me, it was actually unique because I've heard Ted's story, but to actually go into his hometown of Tacuapa and see, be greeted by the statue of the angry Chinese god, because Chinese folk religions are also throughout Thailand. And to see that, to go by one of the Buddhist temples and see how people feel inclined that they must give rather than receive, I have a better understanding of what Ted lived through without having gone through it, at least a little better picture of understanding what Christ does coming to us instead of us having to give something to Him, and the element of fear that you can see in Buddhism and certainly Chinese folk religions. I mean, Christ rescues us from all of that.
Thanks be to God. Tell us about LHF resources for people in Thailand. What are the resources that have been utilized by Lutherans and Christians in Thailand today from LHF?
Well, the latest one that's quite popular is Jesus Never Fails. And we have translated into many dialects in Thailand, and especially among the Hmong people and the tribal people who are not so-called Lutheran, but they really like our materials, appreciate our materials. And that's how we, the TCLC, the Thailand Concord Lutheran Church, has accepted two Hmong churches who want to become Lutheran. And so it's really good to see how God used something, you know, like the catechism and JNF reaching out to the people who have no clue, you know, who are the Lutherans.
What is the outlook for this new church celebrating 20 years? What are some of the exciting things happening on the horizon for this church body that LHF is involved in?
Well, it's by God's grace. I mentioned again, the people who are invited are the friends of TCLC, and they've been supporting the work of LHF throughout these years and TCLC also. So it's just a gathering of friends, Lutheran friends, who committed to bring the gospel to the people. And so the goal, I was hoping that we can collaborate and build networking, expanding God's mission, not just in Thailand, but also throughout Southeast Asia, like Myanmar, who are suffering quite a lot, and in Laos and Vietnam.
Tell us more about the Lord's work in Asia through LHF.
Yeah, for me, hearing those stories and seeing them all come together, I think was very therapeutic for them, because obviously they are a distinct minority. Christians are a distinct minority within many of these Buddhist countries of Southeast Asia. So when they see actually a Lutheran church, which is an even smaller segment, come together from many different countries, it encourages them. And they share stories and they learn from each other. We've got an incredible worker in Vietnam, and he shared some of the work that he's doing. The Jesus Never Fails gospel tract booklet that Ted talked about is being distributed at a barber shop. So people, while you're waiting to get your hair cut, because you can't really do much public evangelism. Vietnam is still a socialist country. Yeah. But here you go. And okay, you can read your Jesus Never Fails. So our guy was telling us a story. One guy all of a sudden was quite captivated. And the guy said, "Your time for a haircut." He says, "Get somebody else. I'm reading right now." And certainly, you know, as we go with the Vietnamese Book of Concord now, I mean, we go all the way up to that. And that is just currently in printing. Ted knows more about that. So right. We can kind of go from gospel tracts up to something as detailed as the Book of Concord.
Yeah, that's an amazing path. Ted, tell us more about this Vietnamese Book of Concord.
Well, it's taken us many years, but finally, by God's grace, we got it done, printed in Bangkok, Thailand. Mm-hmm. And we hope to bring Vietnamese pastor in Vietnam to maybe Thailand or Cambodia to instruct them to that materials. So there are about 20 pastors who want to be Lutheran, who are waiting for this Book of Concord. So it's exciting to see how these people who were not Lutheran want to become Lutheran because of the faith and the outstanding in the scriptures.
And so while they do that, we, you know, as I mentioned, the barbershop, I also forgot to mention the coffee shop, mm-hmm. where a gentleman who runs a coffee shop has now collected our books, and he puts the books up there for reading in the coffee shop as well. So it's kind of interesting. And obviously for Vietnamese who don't see books like this very often, Lutheran theology, what on earth is this? For those who are interested, it's there, and he makes sure that they're aware that it's on the shelf too.
Pastor, not too long, you had mentioned, in addition to providing the resources, also giving the opportunity to learn more about them for pastors to learn how to use them as well. Tell us more about the importance of that, of not only providing these resources, but also equipping the saints to use them.
Yes, this year we focus on introduction, whether in Vietnam or Indonesia. We see that if, you know, it's good to produce this book, but if we don't introduce in a correct way to them, they don't know how to use it. Mm-hmm. And so, especially the Book of Concord, you know, is a important book. We want to make sure that they understand it correctly. And we've been doing that in Indonesia, where we share the Book of Concord with pastors in many districts in Indonesia. And also in Thailand too, we start doing that.
I want to learn more about that in just a moment. We're talking with our friends from Lutheran Heritage Foundation today, getting an update on the Lord's work around the globe with all the great resources that Lutheran Heritage Foundation provides. We'll continue the conversation in just a moment right here on The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others, to live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world, to live a life that's uncommon, whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan. You'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.
Only 750 of over 7,000 languages spoken in the world have the full Bible. Lutheran Bible Translators wants to help close the gap in this generation. We can do this with your help. Connect your congregation to the global church by hosting a Bible Translation Sunday, an advocacy event that raises awareness about Bible translation. Lutheran Bible Translators provides ready-to-use service elements, a sermon outline, and more, all designed to fit your church's schedule. Join the movement of Lutheran churches committed to bringing God's word to every language. Visit lbt.org/bts to learn more and sign up for a Bible Translation Sunday. That's lbt.org/bts.
Welcome back to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
We're talking with our friends from Lutheran Heritage Foundation today, getting an update on the Lord's work through LHF. And I've been talking a lot about what's happening in Asia, particularly the Book of Concord in Vietnam. And Ted, you were talking about how this is, how teaching how to use these resources is very valuable. How do these resources help shape pastoral formation in countries like Thailand or Vietnam or Indonesia? How do the resources like this help shape formation for new pastors?
Yeah, you know, going back to Luther's, he has a vision of bringing the gospel, God's word to the people. And that's what we're trying to do, to bring forward what Luther started to the books like the Book of Concord to the people. Because I believe that if we don't really lay a good foundation for our Lutheran churches in Asia, you know, 10, 15 years from now, we won't have Lutheran churches. So that's how important it is that we really need to emphasize the scriptures alone, faith alone, Christ alone.
Pastor Heisey, what other stories are coming out of Asia, Indonesia, these places?
Well, Indonesia, of course, is the largest Muslim nation in the world. And the public schools require that their students have a working knowledge of the major religions of the world. Mm-hmm. That means Buddhism, Islam, Christianity, Hinduism. Mm-hmm. And so we actually have an open door to hand out books. Now, I understand we couldn't do those literally within the schools, naturally, and we can't proselytize. But those children can get those books as a component of their study. And so now I've been seeing what our Indonesian team is doing, sharing those resources throughout Indonesia. And as they do that, there's a great deal of interest. We've seen quite a few pictures recently on our Facebook page for Indonesia of distribution to enormous number of children. And we have one young girl on video that we shared with Giving Tuesday, which is now already in the past, I understand, as we're speaking. But this is a Christian girl from a Lutheran congregation in Indonesia who says, thank you, because now I can share my faith with my Muslim friends and explain to them who Jesus is. And so having that opportunity, you know, through public schools, but also having this book in the language of Bahasa, the language of Indonesia, it gives her that great opportunity. So we equip the church. Ted is working a lot with the pastors, and then, of course, on the other scale, we work with lay people and children as well.
Mm. Great resources. I want to make sure that we have the opportunity to talk about other places as well. Anything else about Indonesia before we go on to other countries, other cultures as well?
it's a big country, like Matt said, you know, it's the biggest Muslim country. And yet, surprisingly, many of them are open to learn more about the Lutheran teaching.
Let's talk about Chinese books and where they are being useful today.
Yeah, this is always so difficult to do when you think, of course, of mainland China in particular, who follow a particular form of Mandarin called simplified Mandarin, simplified Chinese. And with my past teaching in Russia, the Ingrian Lutheran Church folks that I know alerted me to the fact that they have one of their pastors in Siberia who has a Chinese wife, and he himself is of a Buryatian background. The Buryats are linguistic cousins to the Mongols. And so he was studying for a year in Beijing. And so while he's in Beijing, I'm writing to him in Russian, so I don't know how the censors dealt with that. I may obviously have some people who know Russian, but I'm writing to him and saying, hey, what can we do to help you? He said, I'm trying to do outreach in my area of Siberia, and I would love to have some of your resources in Chinese. How can you get them to me? I said, Ted, how can we get them to him? And he said, we can send them from Bangkok. So we shipped them from Bangkok to Siberia. And just a few weeks ago, I learned that one of the Chinese pastors who helps us right now, also on a Book of Concord, with which we're working in the simplified version, made a trip into Russia to meet with people in the church. And so the Ingrian Lutheran Church in Russia is now looking to team up with Chinese Lutherans in mainland China to share the gospel to Chinese who are just flooding into areas of Siberia. So to be able to provide resources like that is, to me, is just, once again, a testament to how global this world is, but also how the word of the Lord is spanning continents and going into the darkest of places to bring his light.
Yeah, that's really amazing to have that network, to be able to use the network that LHF has to be able to get resources to places that may not otherwise have these books about Jesus. What is that like for you guys to be able to do this work, to bring these resources to places like Siberia, to be able to have resources in Chinese for people who really want them?
Well, God's the one that's providing us with all this networking, all these people, and there's no way, you know, that we can go out and seek these people. And another Book of Concord that we are working on is in simplified Chinese.
Ah.
So that is a big project, and we have good people that are working on it. And so we hope that next year, the first volume will come out. Mm. So that will be interesting to provide those good teaching material to the Chinese people. And some of them really love Luther. Yeah, because he's a reformer, you know, that idea of learning and try to bring God's word to the people.
Let's talk about the need for, or the request for, materials in multiple languages here in the United States. Because we've been talking about all these countries all around the globe. There's a need for them in many cultures here in the United States as well, right?
Yes, we were actually just meeting with Reverend Stephen Heimer, who is the new manager, is the official title, as far as I understand, for All Nations Ministry. And Stephen actually in the past has helped us with the Isleta mission going across the border into Mexico and distributing a lot of our books and Bibles. So we've been familiar with each other for many years. And so when he received this position, we were really, I literally told him yesterday, I said, you are a godsend because you know what these can do for people in border regions and throughout the United States. And what you don't know, you're going to learn, because he's a sponge. He will soak it all up. And so we have 20 pallets, which we do a lot of our printing in Thailand. And Ted can maybe talk more about how that process, those books are coming to the States.
Yes. It's, again, we have a good printer in Bangkok that doing a great job and at a discounted price. And that way we can stretch our money, a limited amount that we have in printed in Bangkok and cheap. It's still a lot cheaper than printed here.
That is really amazing.
So those books actually are on their way here, and they will be in a lot of those African languages like Oromo, Harik, because we have increasingly large connections among Ethiopians in the United States. And our translation coordinator for Africa is Reverend Dr. Dinku Bato, who I know you've had on the show also before. So Dinku has his finger on the pulse of where people are and what languages we might need to use in the States, even among some of the Nigerian languages, and not to mention, of course, Spanish, Ukrainians. We just sent about 7 books up to a large family there that is resettling in the Green Bay Area with Pastor Tim Shoup at St. Paul Bonduelle. I've got to make sure I pronounce it right. Bonduelle, Wisconsin, near Green Bay. And so there are refugees in the United States. And we've talked about that with some folks who sometimes want to make it political. And we say, whatever your political beliefs are, these are people for whom Jesus died, and we need to share his word with them. So we have requests for a lot of these different languages. They print those books in Thailand. They pop them on pallets. They get them on ships. And Jeff, Ron, and I break our backs. He breaks his back more than I do in unloading those pallets. And we want to get rid of them. I mean, and we are getting those requests because we want to have, you know, we've got lots of Spanish hymnals. We want those going out to Hispanic Lutheran gatherings, congregations, preaching stations. So our goal is always to have an empty back room, but we know we always have to keep something in stock. And believe me, you just get these requests every week. Do you have something in Bengali? Oh, let me look, you know. Do you have something in this particular language? And believe me, the more African languages we're working in, I've lost track. I don't know a lot of these languages. I have to say, Dinku, that's your department. Asia, Ted, that's your department. I'll cover Eurasia.
Now, you said 20 pallets of books. Give us a rough estimate of how many, give us a scope of what that actually means, of how many resources are actually coming here on 20 pallets of full of resources.
This shipment probably close to 15,000, I'm guessing, yeah.
Some of those will be booklets, right?
Yes, some are small, some are big.
But that's a lot.
15,000, yeah.
That's a lot of resources going out.
No, actually, maybe a bit higher, but yeah. You know, we're not mathematicians, unfortunately. That wasn't our skill set.
The point is that there's a lot of resources coming here.
Yes.
And it's amazing that there's a need for all of these and for all of these resources to go out. Where are some of the places that you're working in the United States to get these resources out in all the variety of languages that you're working in?
Well, I know certainly, and we mentioned this I think, at one of our previous programs, there was a large Hmong festival in Minnesota where we distributed large quantities there. And Reverend Vu Lee, who's the mission guy for Minnesota South, is on this All Nations Ministry Council. So, you know, he knows that we can get those books there. We get requests for Amharic, Romo in Washington, D.C. area, Ohio. We're now working with Professor Baku at Concordia Seminary on Arabic. Mm-hmm. And, that's the one good thing about being the International Center. You run into people like Dominic Rivkin, the mission guy for Pacific Southwest. And Dominic talked to me about, we have plenty of requests for materials and resources in Arabic. So Dr. Baku's working on a Life with God book. And the Jesus Never Fails book now is getting ready to print. So booklet. So those are just a few places. But Vietnamese in Texas, right?
Yes.
California. I know certainly people working in the packing plants in the Great Plains states will end up seeing a lot of folks of Sudanese background or another particular ethnic group. And those are great opportunities. And we just want district presidents and mission execs to be aware that we are a resource to provide them with these materials that they can continue to carry out the Great Commission, which our Lord gave us.
With just about a minute left, a highlight or a favorite story from this year, from 2024, that either of you would like to share.
Yes, a new language people in Philippines speak, in Thai we call it, but I think in America, probably Tagalog. So President Reyes, who is the bishop of Lutheran Church of Philippines, were part of that. And we just printed it, and they already use it to teach to their pastor and Sunday school teacher. So that's really a joy to see how networking works and, you know, reaching out and using this material to train the people halfway around the world.
Thanks be to God. Our guest today, the Reverend Dr. Ted Nottolong, Translation Coordinator for Southeast Asia for Lutheran Heritage Foundation. Thank you so much for being our guest.
Thank you.
and the Reverend Dr. Matthew Heise, Executive Director for Lutheran Heritage Foundation. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
You can learn more about Lutheran Heritage Foundation by visiting lhfmissions.org. You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.